Welcome to Clarity Quote to Cash podcast. I'm Karina, your host today. My guest is Matthias Hirsch. Since 2007, he worked as a developer for discrete manufacturing industry. And in 2016, he joined SAP. Now, Matthias works as a SAP product manager. A few months ago, we had an episode with Mitchell Clark about configurable products with AI and touched upon that SAP is preparing a new AI solution that will simplify the quotation process. At the Sapphire Orlando event, SAP introduced SAP Intelligent Product Recommendation. Mm-hmm. The product is designed to change the way sales representatives work with a product catalog and accelerate sales, enable true customer service, minimize dependency on sales experts, and increase margin and revenue. This sounds like a really watershed in sales, and I'm looking forward to discussing it with our special guest today. But first, Matthias, I'll let you to introduce yourself.
Yes, hello everyone, hello Karina, and to the whole Clarity team. So many thanks for having me today. It's a pleasure for me to go through you in this cast during the next time. And yeah, let me just pick up where you left. So, I mean, you made it pretty complete. Yeah, actually, I'm working as a product manager at SAP, and together with my colleague Mitchell Clark, which you also mentioned, we are applying machine learning into sales processes to make the sales of complex equipment and complex machinery easier. Yeah, more to come in a couple of minutes.
Great. So you are definitely the right person to discuss today this new product, SAP Intelligent Product Recommendation. Could you give our audience an overview what it is and explain the key functionalities?
Yes. So the product is brand new. Yeah. So as you said, it was announced at Sapphire and was going live at Sapphire, which is 3-4 months in the past, which is in product life cycle, it's brand new, right? So the product itself is contained in or divided in two different sections. So we have a runtime, which allows the consumption of this product in CRM processes, in sales process, allows users to interact with machine learning and apply machine learning. And this runtime is then designed, let's say, in a so-called design time application. So it's like a product configurator. Yeah, you build up a product configurator, you model some rules, and you design UI so that the salespeople can act with. And the same is with the intelligent product recommendation. So you have the design time activities, and on top you have the runtime piece. Between there is an API layer. So the UI does not communicate directly with the design part, but through APIs. And so the key features you have asked for is, of course, when it comes to industrial manufacturing and equipment, the products are very unique. Yeah, so we have typically products like robots, for example, forklifts, you have heat exchangers, you have pumps. You have compressors, so all this is products which are normally relatively complex to sell. Yeah, and all these products, of course, have their individual data model, their own structure, their own domain model, and it is important that the application intelligent product recommendation is flexible enough to cover and cope this individual domain and data model. So the first part is a product. A manager persona, for example, uses the design time applications of intelligent product recommendation to design the recommendation model itself. Yeah? So the recommendation model itself is normally, let me come perhaps with an example. So Karina, imagine you would sell now robots, right? And I would be a shop floor manager. And you would be I would be a shop floor manager in the automotive industry, yeah. And I need a new painting robot. I would not go to you and say, "Hey, I need this model, and by the way, I need this bead, and I need these accessories." Yeah, I would come to you and I would say, "Karina, I need, let's say, 10 carrosseries to paint within an hour. Yeah, perhaps sometimes in a peak of 15, And I have every time I have to switch color, so I have to come from green to blue to red to pink, and so on and so forth. And by the way, I have a space of, let's say, 25,000 square feet or something like that. Then you need to translate my requirements I have into the robot specification. And this is a hard thing normally for salespeople to do. And it's the same everywhere. Yeah. So I come with needs and my requirements, and you translate that into a technical specification. And this is exactly what you model in the design time part. So you model the needs that the customer has. So a number of cars to paint, the idle width, how many surface does one carrossery have, and so on and so forth. And you also model what you want to predict based on that need, so the technical specification. So it's more or less getting together the customer needs and the technical specification which fulfills that needs. So that is hard.
So basically, intelligent product recommendation, this product is driven by customer needs, and I don't need to discuss all the details about product configuration with the sales representative. Everything is driven just by my specific needs. If I want to buy a bicycle because I want to cycle in mountains, I just tell that I want a bicycle for mountains, and then you do all the specification with this intelligent product recommendation product.
Yeah, exactly. You flip the configuration process a little bit around. So you start with the requirements, and then intelligent product recommendation makes a suggestion. And with that suggestion, you can start then the product configuration process. Now, and as said, this is done in the design time part. You need to load data, of course. So we deliver some data pipelines out of the box to S4 systems, for example, and to our own CRM solutions. Training a machine learning model needs data, right? Without data, you can do nothing. Mm-hmm. So we deliver some data pipelines out of the box, since we realized that it is hard for customers to load the data and flatten it out into a certain structure. So that's part of the design time activities. And then, of course, the training itself. Yeah. So training is just a button click, more or less. Yeah. So if the model is designed and the data is loaded, you click a button, more or less. The model is trained in the background, and if that is done, then you can deploy it. So it means bring it to production after testing. So this is more or less the design time activities we have. You know? And then, of course, there is the runtime piece, which I also mentioned, and the runtime piece means you integrate it into a CPQ process, you integrate it in a commerce process, or you integrate it into a CRM process, into an opportunity, for example.
All right. So after intelligent product recommendation part, also you specify configuration in CPQ, for example, and then the product will be ready for proposal. Understood the design phase as well. So just to summarize what you said, SAP provide pre-trained models, and users, they can just start use these are pre-trained models, and it already will provide some recommendations. But if they wanted something specifically to their historical data or product catalog, then you provide functionality for end users to train their own models, right? Yes. So I don't need any prior programming knowledge or skills. It's just like ready to use for admin user or for end user, right?
Yes, so what we deliver out of the box is the right algorithms, the right machine learning algorithms, which is in our case neural networks that can do that job. So you do as an end customer do not need to experiment around. So what could be the right model? We will also in the future deliver some pre-trained model in terms of large language models, but that's future scope. So we want to bring large language models together with specialized models for recommendations to get the best out of two worlds. Generative AI, ChatGPT is the key words here. But yes, that's something we deliver out of the box. So no experimentation needed on customer side. What might be the best algorithm for solving this or for solving that?
Great. So customers, they just need to understand their requirements to this intelligent product recommendation product and start to use it. we understood how to start. Now the question is if this product is part of SAP Business Technology Platform. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned about APIs. So I think that it's easily integrated with such platforms as S4HANA, CPQ, Sales Cloud, and for so on. So could you please a bit more elaborate on in terms of infrastructure? How does mm-hmm. it work and connect it with other SAP and non-SAP solutions?
Yeah, okay, sure. So first you have, of course, two different types of integration. Yeah, you have so-called systems of record. A system of record is, for example, where your sales data, your transaction data resides, which you need for training. That can be an S4HANA system, that can be an ECC system, that could be a CPQ system or a commerce system. So everywhere is quotes and cards and orders of products you have been selling in the past. Yeah? So there is integration, integrations to these systems to get the data out. Yeah? And then there is, of course, also we call that systems of engagement. Yeah? So systems of engagement is then systems that sales personnel uses for their daily job. That could be a CRM solution like SAP Sales Cloud. That could be a CPQ solution, you know, like SAP CPQ or a commerce solution, where you then get the result in for consumption and for usage, yeah, to support your sales and automate your sales. Yeah. And yeah, it's, as you said, it's residing on business technology platform. Yeah, and we have implemented with a paradigm we call API first. Yeah, so I already said you get a runtime API UI out of the box, yeah, that gets rendered dynamically based on the data model you have, like you do it in LOVC or in AVC. If you model something there, you get already a UI out of the box, so you do not need to design that. The same is what we do. But this UI is consuming also the application programming interfaces, the APIs. So you can also use your own UI and just wire in the APIs, you know, for usage.
Great. So it's possible to reuse configuration backend systems, such as you called it system of records. And for instance, S4HANA or CPQ, and then also system of consumption can be integrated together with SAP Intelligent Product Recommendation. Yes, and it's part exactly. of BCP.
Mm-hmm. It's part of BCP. Yeah.
All right. I'm curious, are there any customers that you would not recommend to use this product? For example, SME, when we talk about intelligent product, about machine learning algorithms, it always relates on the data. How much historical data do you have? And for small and medium enterprises, sometimes it's a problem to find a lot of historical data. Mm-hmm. Are there any challenges of implementing SAP intelligent product recommendations?
Yeah, I mean, you named it to train a machine learning model. Machine learning is always data driven. Yeah, and to make a data driven approach, you need to have data. So you need to go back perhaps as a customer into your, let's say, last 5 or 10 year sales history, and then pull the data out to train the initial model. That can sometimes be a challenge because some customers, they relatively rarely sell the one or other product. Then it's of course difficult to jumpstart, yeah. But we also have some methodologies to augment, let's say, naturally grown data with synthetic data. That's also possible. Yeah. But you also ask something about what customers should not use it, right? So let me flip that a little bit around and tell you what customers should use it. So every time you have a complex product, yeah, which is technically and is sold based on customer needs, then it's a super good fit. Yeah. But there is also, of course, a lot of product sales where you have, let's say, an emotional buying experience, let me say it like that, or a consumer-like buying experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there is, of course, a lot of intelligent services on the market which help, which try to classify me as a consumer. So I'm a male, I'm married, I have kids, and so on and so forth. And I live here and there, and that's my household income. This is the way you try to, how should I say it, classify or categorize consumers, and then try to predict what do others also normally buy, yeah, which are relatively similar to you, yeah, male and 48 years old and so on and so forth. So this is more, let's say, the consumer way of recommending products, yeah, like sunglasses, I don't know, bicycles, t-shirts, clothes, right? So I would more, let's say, see intelligent product recommendation really in the space where you have complicated and complex products with a configuration behind, yeah, which you do not sell from stock, which you produce in a lot size of one process. So this is where I would see the focus of intelligent product recommendation. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe you can share with us some real-world use cases of organizations that have been benefited already from implementing SAP Intelligent Product Recommendation.
Yeah, so as said, the product is brand new on the market. Nonetheless, I will go next week. There is a big summit in Germany that is called DSAG. This is the German-speaking SAP user group. Mm-hmm. And there I will go and have a speech about a real world use case with a customer where we work with. So this customer is creating and building tap changers. Yeah. Tap changers is a component you need in big electricity transformators. Yeah. And there we have the use case that this customer has to know the specification of the transformer, yeah, of the, and then based on the transformer specification has to design the tap changer. Yeah, and this is exactly what we do. So we use intelligent product recommendation to make a suggestion what could be the right or what is most probably the most suitable tap changer for this and this transformer and for this and this customer. This is one of the use cases we will present, for example, next week. Other than that, we are doing all kinds of proof of work with customers, of course, to help them to, and of course also us to create some references, of course, to get an entry in the product and get a feed into the door into the world of machine learning and how it can be applied to sales processes.
Interesting to hear about this event and that you already have some real scenarios, even though the product is new. Like you mentioned at the start that just 3 months ago was announcement, and right now you already have some customers who are satisfied with the results and they can even showcase it together with you during this event. Like, as I understood, you will present this case, right?
Yes, of course.
All right. So you mentioned that product, if they're complex in terms of configuration or customers who have a big product catalog, this product, SAP Intelligent Product Recommendation, will better fit to them. I'm curious about if the product catalog is too dynamic. Like we had a couple of customers who are telling us that from time to time we make changes in our product catalog. Today we configure it this way, tomorrow we want to configure it another way, and now we can't sell this characteristic with this value. And in terms of machine learning part for SAP Intelligent Product Recommendation, are there any ways to work also with dynamic product catalog?
Yeah, that's a good question. And what you are referring to is the typically, we call that the cold start problem of machine learning. Yeah, cold start problem of machine learning can be mitigated in the following way. I will try to explain it. What we do, SAP product, intelligent product recommendation is a step before you launch the product configurator. Yeah. So what we would suggest to our customers or recommend to our customers is, if it comes to recommendations, not to recommend the entire configuration. Yeah. So for a machine, it does not matter which color it has. It does the job, yeah, if it's designed right. It does not matter what motor brand is in. Yeah, if the motor is according to the norms, it will run. What I want to say is, in each configuration process, there are so-called hard factors, which are really necessary to get the job done, and there are some soft factors. Yeah. if the customers concentrate on the hard factors, then they have a little bit more freedom here, because the hard facts do not change that often. The soft facts, yes, but the hard facts not. If there should be really a case where brand new hydraulics or brand new hard facts should come to the market, then the customer has two options. So wait some time until machine learning can pick up that, yeah, because normally also the market needs some time to adopt these new features or these new functionalities of end customer products. And the same does machine learning. So we have something called a feedback loop. Yeah. So we do not only use an initial data set. You can augment it over time more and more with data. So for example, if you create, let's say, 2,000 quotes a month, at the end of the month, you can use these 2,000 quotes, retrain the model, and then all these options that have been offered there will come in. So that's one potential solution. You let the sales reps do the job and then retrain the model. Then you would automatically get the new options you want to sell into the model. Or if it should go faster, you can create a synthetic data set and feed the machine learning model with that, because machine learning does not care if it is naturally grown data or if it is synthetic data. It will not differentiate with that. So just to get a kickstart or to get this cold start problem solved a little bit.
Great. And usually it's even available for end users, or do they need to get some requests of support from SAP side to create this augmented data, synthetic data for their product catalog?
Yeah, I mean, the synthetic data, every technical product manager should be able to create this kind of synthetic data, because the technical product managers have to define for their products in their responsibilities, of course, applications and ranges where this product should operate in, and also technical specifications. So every technical product manager should be able to create such a synthetic data set, or a snippet, or a piece of this synthetic data.
Yeah. Great. Insightful. So this product is even fit for small and medium enterprises, because we can start work with synthetic data, and even if the catalog is limited itself, there are still options if product configuration is complex and the customers want to use it, so there is a way around. And for customers who have a problem with dynamic product catalogs, it's also not an issue, because you have functionality and you just described it, so almost everybody who has needs for intelligent product recommendation with complex product configuration, they can start to use it. In terms of future plans, as a product manager who is working on this product, could you please share with us, are there any specific plans on what new functionality you will add to this product?
Happy to do that. So what is, of course, a big wave at the moment is the whole notion of around generative AI, large language models, and so on and so forth. Large language models have their strength, but they also have their weaknesses. So when it comes really to, let's say, classification, which is a big part in product configuration, these large language models do not perform that well. They tend to hallucinate. That's something you do not want in a sales process. So there is always a need, let's say, for specialized neural networks. But you can use, of course, large language models or generative AI before you invoke a specialized neural network and after that. So one example could be, if you operate a product configurator today, you have a lot of drop-down fields and text fields where you enter all the options. So why not use simply a chat function? Or use an email. So now let's flip it around. So now I'm the sales guy and you are the customer. So you would write me an email with what you want and what you need. And I would just copy that email into intelligent product recommendation. Intelligent product recommendation then would use a large language model like BART or GPT-4 to extract the needs out of your email. Yeah, and then we could use some open source libraries like LangChain to map the extracted needs against the specialized machine learning model. Yeah, to really directly make a connection between your email and the machine learning algorithm to get a recommendation out. Yeah. And now imagine you have a machine recommendation together with a price, perhaps together with a lead time, together with the total cost of ownership. Then why not taking that result and again feed it into a generative AI model? Yeah, again from OpenAI or from Meta, it does not matter at the end. And then this large language model, or let's say this generative AI, then can take your customer context and the recommendation and make, how should I say it, a tailored value proposition just for you. Yeah, I mean, in CPQ software, you always have some text generation, but it's generic. Yeah, you describe what you configured and what you offered, but now think you can get the customer context in it, because the large language model knows you as a customer. Or I say, hey, I want to offer now you as a customer this machine, make an individual value proposition. Yeah, and this is then the way how you could bring the best out of two worlds together, let's say the public intelligence of the internet in terms of large language models or generative AI, and the power of, let's say, specialized machine learning models which can recommend ideal configuration. So this is where it goes to a little bit. Yeah. The combination of these different disciplines, and the combination should of course be done in a way that the end user does not need to care about that. So we will take care about that and provide this functionality. So the ideal scenario is email is coming in, requirements are extracted, recommendation is done, proposal text is generated, and the salespeople just need to say, okay, send. So this can be a matter of minutes, right?
This can... It feels like hands-free proposal generation and proposal tailor-made to the customer needs and even maybe a style of conversation. So everything is possible right now with AI. And instead of previously boring manual typing information from email to the solution and then trying to configure and predict what exactly to recommend or use, for example, guided setting, maybe at the end, it's just like you mentioned, a couple of minutes and a tailor-made proposal is ready to be sent to the customer.
Yeah, so exactly that. Yeah, there is low-value tasks sales guys normally do or sales reps. And there is high value task, like really trying to build a customer relation and stuff like that. And I mean, if you can take the repetitive task a little bit away, of course, then the sales force can then concentrate on the high value tasks. Yeah.
Yeah. On what they really have to do, communicate with their customers and sell.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sounds very interesting. So we are looking forward to hear more about AI in product configuration and in terms of SAP Intelligent Product Recommendation product. Matthias, I would like to thank you for being with us today. It was insightful conversation. It was interesting to know about use cases, about functionality, about infrastructure and how it can be connected with other SAP and non-SAP solutions, as well as about where to start, how to start, for whom this product will be a real fit, and about future plans.
Yes, it was a pleasure, and looking forward also to this exciting future of machine learning and artificial intelligence, and I'm sure there is a lot of potential still we can explore and try to make life of customers easier with that. Thanks a lot for having me.
Thank you. So, as always, we are just one click away. Please contact us at Clarity Show. Thank you for listening and see you in the next episodes. And don't forget to subscribe just to make sure you don't miss them. Thank you.